Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking, and I'd like to welcome you to ATRT3 Leadership Call number 22 on the 26th of August, 2019 at 1900 UTC. Leadership joining the call today are Cheryl, Pat, Vanda, and Sebastian. Attending from ICANN.org is Nagar and Brenda. Technical writer Bernie Turcotte has joined. Apologies from Osvaldo and Jennifer. Today's call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking. And I also might remind you to mute your line when you're not speaking. With that, I'll turn the call over to Cheryl and Pat. Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda. I'll jump in. And that way I can leave the lion's share of it for Pat to do when he finishes playing with his trains. If you were in the call earlier, you will understand the reference. It was a joke. Okay, so, and I'm assuming we have a few other people join as we go, and if and when they do, we will add them to the attendance list. Thank you very much. So that's welcome roll call. We just need to ask, as anyone, what an update to their statements of interest. And not seeing anybody doing that. We shall move on. Okay. We've only got work party leaders for board and GAC. So if we very briefly go through those when we, if anyone else joins, we'll loop back, I guess. But the most important thing, I think, is if there's anything critical that, staff need to attend to, a meeting needs to be planned, an issue needs to be raised the attention of, if it's just a we've got further along on the text, etc., and if it's been done, especially if it's been done via the shared documents or indeed in the Skype, noting that in at least the GAC group they need to work in Word, so Leah could also continue to interact with the document rather than a Google Doc, we can pop that into chat if needs be. But is there any action items from our last meetings that we're aware of that we need to talk about before we go into updates from Sebastian and Vanda?
Hello, everyone. This is Nagar. No items from the last meeting that has been noted to me. So let me turn it over to you for the updates.
Okay, thanks. Always sort of worthwhile double checking. Okay, so Vanda probably wants to tell us a little bit about the progress they've made, but let's go to Sebastian first. Sebastian?
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Sebastian Masher speaking. We didn't make too much progress, but Bernie does a lot of progress for us. And I think it will be useful, and it is a very useful document that now we have with using the template. May I suggest that we have an item for that to have a presentation of the template like that we have all at the same page. I think it's important. It takes me, and I guess I am still working on to enter to Bernie's shoes. It's important that we all get into Bernie's shoes to try to fit our information gathering and recommendation into the same document. And I think it could be useful to have some discussion about where we are with this document and what how we can improve it and fulfill it. For the rest, we have a call at the next Thursday, I guess, at it must be 2 p.m. UTC. I hope that we will be able to have some in-depth discussion. And as you know, one of my concerns is the participation to other member to this work. And as you have seen, my friend Osvaldo is less and less available and will not be with us in Singapore, and it's a pity. And but we will try to fulfill the job. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vanda.
Okay, Vanda, for the record, well, we had a meeting among Jax, Bernard and myself, because that was what we agreed to work more deeply with Jax, because he was out in July, but was dedicated in August. So we are dividing group like that. So it was a good good meeting, and we agree with some issues. First of all, I have put in the same Excel sheet the FUGAC items and the resume that Bernard have done, just to facilitate to our colleagues to make comments, adding or retire some parts, because we need to go to the full document controlling versions, just to facilitate participation of a Leo that has a lot of problems with a Google Doc. So it was a very good one. And we learned from Bernard something that we were concerned about. It was the point that we're going to have our recommendation before a second meeting in Montreal. So he assured us that himself and the shares, the co-shares, have been talking about that, and probably it's not the reality. We will do first the meeting in again with AC and SOs and make sure we understand that's what we intend to put as a recommendation is something that they are agreement, this kind of issues that we were concerned about. So it was our meeting, and now we are working. I just post the Excel and the word to the group, including specifically to Liu assistant, to make sure he will open and make sure it's paying attention on that. So that's from our side, I guess, is just that. Thank you.
Thanks very much for that, Vanda. And noting that we don't have anyone from the leadership teams from the other two work parties and the other matters on plenary issues such as IRP and Workstream 2, we were not intending to update in today's call anyway. I think what we might do, Pat, if you agree, is so we can make space on our agenda for the 28th of August, if we virtually cull down work party update to please put something in writing to the list or the chat and see if we can gain some time so that we can do what I know you and I also wanted to do, and that is what Sebastian outlined, and that is look at the template and the details of the report, so everyone who is not in the leadership team, because as Sebastian also pointed out, there are a few people that are simply not as engaged as was originally envisaged. So everyone knows where we're up to and what how we're going to proceed forward. But also, and I think this is something that Pat and I are keen to get started as well. And I know Bernie, this would make the report development easier, I believe, is that we also need to look at and make sure everyone in the review team has a clear understanding on what it takes to the criteria for a recommendation. So they're two very important things that do go hand in hand, that if we can't get done, we at least need to get started in this coming agenda, because of course we're getting to that point where, you know, text is needing to be developed and drafted, and that how one analyzes the data, even if it's the data coming out of the surveys, that it has to be, the data capture has to be dealt with in such a way as it is going to fit in our planned report. And we still have a mother of a work plan, and it may very well be that we need to look at and perhaps even do some judicious weight loss and pruning of the work plan. Let's take that as a next step as opposed to an immediate step. Pat, have I covered everything before we actually jump into looking at the timing and the details of the agenda?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so let's see what we can do with the agenda. We've got...
Cheryl, may I?
Of course you may, Sebastian. Sorry, I did not see your hand up. My apologies.
I had scrolled down
to see if anyone else... No, I was looking to hope. I was hoping someone else might actually join, so I had myself scroll to the other end. Go ahead.
That's okay. Thank you. I wanted, Sebastian Bachelet speaking. I wanted to say that I totally agree with you. I think it's an important topic. I would add that we may also have a look if there are some items that we have in our list that we consider. I don't know what is the best word, but either it's not anymore so important, or it's already done and we don't need to spend time in discussing the issue, or we have the feeling that with what we have already read that it's okay. I can take some example for the board side. I really think that we need to concentrate on major issues, and it's fit very well with the discussion about the timing, because as the time is passing, if we have too much on our plate, we will not be able to eat all that. Therefore, I think if we can put them some part aside already, a good way to do better our job in the future. Thank you.
Certainly, Sebastian, Cheryl, for the record, I think some things you're referring to are redundant. We may decide that they are redundant, and some things may still be of importance, but we may simply have to reconsider the how and the when, or indeed the depth of which they're done. So there's nothing wrong, for example, in making a observation or even a recommendation which is at a very high level, but recommending further work by future activities, whether it's an RT or something else. So a couple of ways to skin that cat, but yes, while we're doing all of these metaphors, definitely lightening the load, so it's going to succeed. But let's succeed on the 28th of August to begin with. So we've got our usual administrivia. That's only 2 to 3 minutes. Do we have an indication, Negar, about the length of time? Normally our topic A is a lion's share of the time. Are we really going to be taking, let me ask, how much time do we believe we'll be taking with the public comment team? Which is an important issue, it has to be done. But, you know, let's work out how much time is for them.
Absolutely. I would say no more than 30 minutes, including Q&A. I can ask for a more detailed estimate, but I believe that there was about 10 to 15 minutes allocated for the presentation, and then the rest of the time was for Q&A.
Okay, so by the time we get to our other bit of administrivia, which is action items due and closed, we'll be running at about 35 minutes into the meeting, and that's okay. Pat, that makes me tempted to ask Nagar and Jennifer to announce that we might need a two-hour meeting this time again. They managed it last time. Let's see if they can manage it again, because I think that we do need to have a brief update on some of these things listed, but it's equally important that we dig into the template and we dig into the criteria for recommendations, so it helps formulate people's thinking. Now, if we ask them to commit to a two-hour, always happy to end early. That's not a problem. We don't actually have to drag it out, but that might be worthwhile if you can get that information out on top in bright red letters, along with the agenda when we get it fixed. I'm not aware of many action items, new and closed, that are going to fall through the mesh work. So let's suggest we have that. Now, to me, as an Australian in a meeting, when I table something, we're putting it down in written form to be taken as read. But I don't believe that's how the Americans use that term. So Nagar and Pat, can you help me, or even Bernie? I don't know what Canadians do. What is the word that says, here is this update in writing, it will be captured in the minutes, and we don't have to talk through it?
Well, it may be a really long word, but it sounded like what you just said.
Thanks. Great. So what I was going to suggest is that items 3 and 4, but not the survey update in 4, are done, pre-prepared and presented. So I would say to be tabled at the meeting. And if someone can tell me that that's not describing the wrong thing, but I'm going to leave that to the wordsmiths. Anyway, you understand what I mean. Like,
yeah, for us tabled.
Yes, please.
Good.
Apologies. I was just going to note that, yes, we can certainly highlight these items, and in the agenda we send out for plenary, we can add a note to these items to say that they will be included in the meeting notes, but not in the discussion during the call.
Correct. Thank you. Because I've had it come to pass working with another country at one stage, and to use the term tabled meant we were taking it off discussion and it was being withdrawn. And I went, no, exactly the opposite. Didn't want to fall into that trap again. Okay, so 3 and 4 will be the way you worded that, Nagar. Thank you very much. Bernie, how much time are we going to allocate for survey status update? I mean, it's not closed yet, so it's just how many and how far and what's going on, isn't it?
I think Nagar is going to be doing that. She's got the data, and I'll let her answer that.
Okay. Well, whomever, how much time?
Thank you. It shouldn't take more than 5 minutes to discuss the survey results. Very quick updates with stats. I'm happy to cover it in today's call as well, if you would like to know where the survey stands as of today.
It's all right. I can wait till we just get this agenda and come back to that, if you don't mind. So we're looking at 40 minutes in by then. Let's fudge it up to 45 just in case. So if we were running 90 minutes, we'd be having 45 minutes left. That isn't enough to do the rest of the work. So let's do that 2-hour request. I think that's probably that extra 30 minutes will make a big difference. So then regarding the time for the ATRT2 implementation and any follow-up, I know there was stuff come in from Daniel via list? Is how much time, Pat, are you going to need on this? Is that a 10-minute or a what?
So I would say no more than 15, but I would shoot for 10 because I'm not looking necessarily for, I wouldn't be looking necessarily for discussion on the topics, but to make certain that the questions that have been pushed out are addressed. So it could be as short as.
Yes. Brilliant. Okay. So assuming that AOB and confirm action decisions won't take any more than 5, we've taken up, if memory serves me correctly now, about an hour and a quarter. So we should, if we get them to do a 2-hour meeting, be able to have a reasonable jump in of time with looking at the template and the criteria. Now, Bernie, you've been working with the work parties on those. How do you want to approach that? And more importantly, where in the order of the meeting do you want to do it? Because from my perspective, we should go from topic A straight into that template and then wrap up ATRT2 assessment items that require follow-up as a closing piece. But that's just my gut feeling. I have no idea what you all feel about that.
Yeah, and Cheryl, this is Pat. I don't care whether we go first or last, but I agree with you that topic A ought to roll into the review of the format.
Yeah. I think the thinking, I think the mindset will be right. Okay, so let's do it that way. All right, so the new the new 5 will be the report template review and criteria for recommendations discussion. And then the new 6 will be the ATRT implementation assessment. And you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say instead of doing that, make 5 a new part A and B. So we've got discussion and then say under it, the first one is report template and criteria for recommendation, and part B or small 1 or 2 is ATRT implementation assessment that require follow-up. So it doesn't look like the agenda is too long, and then we can fit it in. Yes, I have an aversion to going over 7 points in an agenda, but you all know that.
This morning is going, Cheryl.
Listen, you have your train noises. I can have my 7 points to an agenda. Okay, so have I missed stuff? Talk to me, people.
I think that's quite full.
Oh, yeah. Bernie, what are you going to need from us in terms of report templating and the criteria? Do you want to pull the criteria out from the work plan as a separate thing? I'd rather not have them scrolling through the whole of the work plan. How do you want to approach that?
I'll get a small deck ready to walk us through it so it's easier for everyone.
Okay. All right, fine. And then, Pat, that kind of sets us up then for, in the not-too-distant future, perhaps even the following week, doing a rationalisation review of the work plan in general. Is that in your comfort zone as well?
Yeah, I think that's right, Cheryl. hadn't thought about that. But
okay. All right, I'm just trying to get a couple of steps ahead. Okay, so Sebastian and Vanda, are you comfortable with what we're planning then for the 28th of August, noting that your groups are the ones that are working with this template up at the beginning, where the other two are going to follow on, so your work parties will be sort of forging the way. Thank you for your green tick, Sebastian. Appreciate that.
Yeah, Vanda for the hacker. Yeah, it's it's okay for me, and I would like also to have some maybe during the five when we will go through the report items and template, we may decide if we. Because we have September 9 as our deadline, and will be good to see if we will run for a recommendation or not in till this date. That's something that my group is asking, and I have no answer. Thank you.
Okay, good. That seems to set us up in a good order. We might be actually getting our ducks in a row there. Excellent. All right. Well, it looks like, Nagar, hopefully you've captured all of that jumping about, and we can have an agenda and making it for a two-hour meeting. That'd be good. Anything else for the 28th of August? Not hearing anybody, and I thank you very much, Nagar. Any other business?
Hi, Cheryl. Yes, I'd like to provide a very quick update to everyone. Just to note that in anticipation that there might be an engagement session required, we are putting in a request for a 90-minute session in Montreal. This would be, everyone is welcome to attend this session to interact with the review team. Also, if the review team would like to do another roadshow like in Marrakesh to meet with individual SOs and ACs and constituencies, we will contact them separately via email like we did before as soon as a decision is made to proceed that way.
Thanks, Dad. I know Pat's been keen to get that underway, so that's good. Pat, you're comfortable with that? We can talk about that in a couple of minutes if you like. Okay, great. Because the SOACs are all trying to start to get their agenda finalised, so this would be good. And I know we've also had a request from the registry stakeholder group for at least a couple of us to visit them on constituency day. So there's a few things already coming in. So we do need to get that all organised then. That's excellent. Fantastic. So with that, I'd like to hear what's happening with the survey now. You can update us.
Thanks, Cheryl. Before we move on, I have one more item for the any other business section of the discussion. I just wanted to note for the record that next Monday is a holiday in the U.S. It doesn't necessarily impact everyone on this call. I just wanted to make sure that everyone is okay with continuing to have the leadership call on Monday, or if you would like to change the day. We are happy to support it either way, so just noting it for the record and for discussion.
Thank you, and I've noted a number of our meetings, and I can have had to shift because the office is closed. But Pat, you're probably the one who's going to be affected mostly by this. Will this interfere with your barbecue planning or what?
Well,
sorry, Sebastian's got his hand up. Wait a sec. Go on, Sebastian.
Good. Leave Pat answering and I will come after. No worries.
That's going to say, it's no problem for me. I'll be in the backyard with a beer in hand, so I'll be fine.
It'll be the best meeting ever. Great. Sebastian, back to you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Sebastian Bachelet speaking. Yeah, maybe not for the next meeting, but I think it will be useful to start discussing along with a plan, of course, what we will do in Singapore. And more importantly, for as a first step, it's who will be there for sure, because it may impact what we will do if we have people not attending and how we will organize the work, particularly for the work party. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Sebastian. In fact, Bernie, Pat, and I have already been working along those lines, but we're also thinking at that stage very little will be being done in work party, and it will be done in plenary mode. So, but yes, we will be doing that, and we'll be doing more of that as we move on. Vand has also mentioned in chat that Liz's assistant is still working on the visa to be there. Well, it is important that we remind people at the meeting, I guess, at the meetings coming up now and on the list that they need to confirm and get their things in order. And Nagar, can you check with constituency travel in and see if there's any over obvious gaps with your list of potential travellers versus those that have made use of CT support? Obviously, if you know some people don't, such as Pat, then that's fine too. But we probably need to work out who's going where, what and when, having set all of this up in plan. So assume that the majority will be there. But obviously Osvaldo's an outlier and he's let us know about it. We'd already removed Erica off the expectations list anyway. Okay, so that's work that now becomes action items. Yeah, so that's about the only action items I can remember. What else have you captured then, Naga?
So the decision to extend the meeting, the plenary call to 2 hours to cover all the content. Action items captured is to provide an update on the status of the work parties in Whiting prior to the plenary call so that the information can be captured in the notes, and staff to work with constituency travel, as you just noted, to get a status update on where everyone's standing in terms of their travel arrangements and any unforeseen issues that may come up with attendance.
Fantastic. Now, seeing as we're also going to have action item new and closed in writing, and we've now got the action item regarding confirmation of attendance to Singapore, we might actually get them to do that in writing as well by response to either a doodle or a chat, just confirming that they are travelling or not, just in case people have changed their mind. So we might, while we're gathering things, we might as well do that as well. Okay, now back to survey status. What happened? Where are we up to?
Sounds great. So far, we have had, of the individuals participating in the survey, we have had 134 views. And we say views because of these 134 individuals, only 18 have submitted response to 44 out of the 65 questions so far. The rest have only submitted 23 or fewer answers, with the large majority being either 0 or 1 of the questions having been answered. Of the groups, there are a total of 127 views of the survey. So far, 4 have submitted answers in the order of 21 out of 86, 25 out of 86, 54 out of 86, and 65 out of the 86 questions have been answered for the 4 groups. The rest have answered 0 or 1 questions. We are following up further to find out if we can get information on who the groups are, as well as individuals, to provide further details to the review team as time passes.
All right, well, with the propensity of people to do things at the last minute, I actually find that heartening. Anyone else's reactions? Your reaction? Happy? Unhappy?
I'm good with you, Sean. I think that's right.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, as we know, people tend to put things in at literally the last minute, but the fact that they've even looked at it, I think, is a big plus, which is good. Now, we do have a response we need to draft to Rod with ESSAC. He's indicated that our surveys come at a particularly busy and inconvenient time for ESSAC, and that he doubts that they would be able to do justice as a group to responding to it in the time that we've allowed for them, and has asked, you know, can they put it in when they can get it done, providing we haven't closed off the data analysis. I might gut feeling is to say yes to that, but Pat, what's your reaction to that?
I'd like to have the input, because even if we get it late, we can use it to refine anything that we, or add to anything that we do at the end. So I would appreciate if they would provide the input regardless, even if they can't get to it for 2 months.
Oh, okay. Well, that certainly fits with my thinking. Sebastian's got a big green tick. So, Vanda, unless you've got an objection, I think that's the way forward. Pat and I'll respond to that message in that general way. And obviously, we might also remind them that the individual members of the ESSAC who may have time are more than welcome to do the less onerous of the individual survey, because it's tick and flick. It's not text based. So we might put that into the text as well. And Vanda's got a big green tick there as well now. So that's great. Have I missed anything out of that letter then, Pat?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. With that then, I think we're done. Sorry about taking, 37 minutes of an hour call, which we've managed to get it done in under half an hour usually, but never mind. unless there's anybody has anything else they want to share with today, I think we've all got our marching orders. And with that, all right, well, thank you one and all. Thanks, Nagar, and bye for now. We can close off the recording. Thanks, Brenda. And obviously we'll be seeing things out to the list shortly. Bye for now. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.